This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading unrest. Inaugurating the rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
किसी भी क्षेत्र के विकास के लिए सबसे जरूरी है शांति और कानून व्यवस्था. आतंकवाद हो या अशांति फैलाने वाले माओवादी, हमारी सरकार जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति पर चलती है. हमारा फोकस नॉर्थ ईस्ट के युवाओं के भविष्य पर है, इसलिए हमने एक के बाद एक शांति समझौते किए, युवाओं को विकास की मुख्य धारा में आने का अवसर दिया. पिछले 10-11 साल में 10,000 से ज्यादा युवाओं ने हथियार छोड़कर शांति का रास्ता चुना है.
Mr. Modi urged investors to explore the different sectors across northeastern region, saying the northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities. He said the northeast is becoming a key destination for sectors like energy and semiconductors. The Prime Minister stated that east means empower, act, strengthen and transform. He pointed out that there was a time when the northeast was merely called a frontier region, but it is emerging as the front runner of growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has emphasized that India resolved the conflict with Pakistan for the moment through an understanding for cessation of firing and military action, and this was negotiated directly between the two countries. In an interview with a news channel in Denmark, Dr. Jayashankar said the trigger for this was that India hit Pakistan very hard on the morning of the 10th of May. He said India had to grapple with a serious terrorist attack in April, and what followed was a consequence of that.
The cessation of firing and military action was something which was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. We made one thing very clear to everybody who spoke to us, not just United States, but to everybody, saying, look, if the Pakistanis want to stop firing, they need to tell us. We need to hear it from them. Their general has to call up our general and say this. And that is what happened.
The External Affairs Minister said Europe has to be more realist about the world, strategically more self-reliant and autonomous, and much more multipolar. He said one of the biggest objectives right now is to accelerate the free trade agreement with Europe. The External Affairs Minister met German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Berlin today. He conveyed the best wishes of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and appreciated Germany's solidarity as India counters the challenge of terrorism. He said he looks forward to working with Mr. Merz's government to elevate and expand India-Germany strategic partnership. The all-party delegation from India to Japan, led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha, today met the acting chairperson of the Research Committee on Counterterrorism of the Liberal Democratic Party and former Minister of Justice Yasuhiro Hanashi in Tokyo, Japan. The delegation highlighted India's unified and determined stance against terrorism in all its forms. Both sides reiterated their zero-tolerance approach to terrorism. Another multi-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimori Karunanidhi and currently in Moscow was briefed by the Indian ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, on various aspects of India-Russia relations before beginning their official engagements. The fifth round of nuclear talks between the United States and Iran has begun at Rome in Italy. The talks seek to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of some of the economic sanctions the U.S. has imposed on Tehran. The meeting follows a public disagreement during the previous round at Muscat in Oman over Tehran's uranium enrichment program. The U.S. is being represented in the talks by U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and State Department's Policy Planning Director Michael Anton. Oman's Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi is mediating the negotiations. The IMD has issued red and orange alerts for heavy rainfall over South Konkan, coastal and Ghat Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Goa. Ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth has stormed into the men's singles semi-finals of the Malaysia Masters Badminton, beating France's Thomas Junior Popov this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.